Hey, welcome to Hold Fast Podcast. This is Kevin, and thank you for listening. Today I want to tell you about a good friend of mine named Duncan. He is currently an inmate at the Skagit County Community Justice Center, and he is somebody that I have gotten to know over the past several months and somebody who I thoroughly enjoy getting to spend time with. He's an amazing individual. The way I met Duncan was actually kind of a leap of faith by his wife, Pauline. My wife Danielle went to high school with both Duncan and Pauline, and so they're Facebook friends. And Pauline put a post out on Facebook asking for people to write letters on Duncan's behalf because of his current court issues. My wife Danielle told me about this, and I said, "Well, I don't know the guy, but would love to connect with him inside if he's up for that." And Danielle messaged Pauline, and long story short, they were excited about me getting to connect with Duncan. And honestly, I kind of forgot about it until one night I'm sitting in an inmate worker pod doing a jail Bible study inside, and there's this guy sitting across from me, and I'm like, "Your name sounds familiar. Wait, I think I was supposed to connect with you." And he goes, "Is your wife's name Danielle?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, yeah, you were." And I'm like, "Hey, man, how's it going?" And after that first initial, like, meet each other, our relationship has totally been amazing. I believe at one point he told his wife that, they weren't allowed to do phone calls or visits on Thursday nights because he enjoyed my visits so much. I love Duncan, and Duncan is in a pretty scary situation right now. I'm not going to go into the everything that's going on in his case because it's not yet resolved, and I don't want to put this out there and have it affect his trial in any way. But in this time that I've been able to spend with Duncan, I've gotten to be counsel for him. We've got to host his family over for dinner, and just be involved with this entire family. And the last time I went and saw Duncan, I said, "You know, with everything that you got going on, I truly believe in the power of prayer, and I would like for you to write me a letter on how people can pray for you, because I just want to get as many people in line praying for Duncan as possible." And so Duncan wrote me a letter, and here's that letter. The envelope is addressed P. Kevin. I guess that's for Pastor Kevin. Here we go. His letter begins, "How can you pray for me? That is a question I struggle with. My first thought when asked that is of my wife Pauline, my daughter Ariana, and my sons Declan and Dixon. I think of their safety and security, their physical and emotional wellness, and of course their financial stability. So first, I would invite you to join me in prayer for my family, asking God to protect and provide for them in my absence." "How can you pray for me?" he says. "Well, since I've been incarcerated, I have dedicated my time to self-reflection, rediscovering my relationship with God, and helping my fellows who suffer by sharing my faith, hope, and courage. If you wish to pray for me, pray that I have strength to persevere and endure this difficult time with an open mind and an open heart. Pray that I will never forget the incredible burden that has been placed on my wife, who is now with two boys, still in diapers, on her own. Pray that my attorney counsels me honestly while guiding me through the legalities of my case. Pray that the testimony from the expert toxicologist on my behalf has value to the judge and jury. I've always had trouble with asking for help or admitting my faults. Pray that I remain humble and practice humility so that I can quiet my mind and listen to God's will for me at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I pray for all who share my prison, innocent and guilty, that we may find love and forgiveness in Christ. I pray for the men of Tierra Nueva and give thanks for the hope I've received because of them. I'm grateful for many blessings I've been given from God in my life, and I ask Him to reunite me with my family. Pray for love, pray for family, pray for hope, pray for mercy." So I'm asking all of you who listen to this podcast to take a moment out of your day and pray for Duncan. Pray for his wife, Pauline, his daughter, Ariana, his sons, Declan and Dixon. I ask you to pray for their safety and security. I ask you to pray for Duncan and his case. And I pray for, ask you to pray for the system, which is extremely broken. This is Hold Fast Podcast. Thank you.